我们先用诗歌来赞美我们的主。
Shall we praise our God with sing?
如果你还在餐厅那边，我们请你到正堂这边，我们开始我们的敬拜。
For those who are still in the canteen, would you please proceed to the meeting hall?
我们第一首诗歌，我们一起来唱268首。
The first song we're going to be singing is number 268.
我心所追求的乃是神自己。我们一起把这首诗歌唱一遍。
Big Hymn Book 268, My Goal is God Himself. And shall we sing together?
My 心所追求乃是神自己，不是人非分，也不是父亲，我能主
感谢主，主是我们的一切的一切。
Praise the Lord, He is our all in all.
主也在我们的生命中来改变我们。
And He will change us in our life.
所以我们第二首来唱296首《荣上加荣》。
We're going to sing the second hymn 298, Glory Upon Glory.
感谢我，感谢我，感谢我，主的圣泉变成主的。
再唱一遍。
Shall we sing one more time?
主不曾将 glory take in me, 看见你，看见你。His life and image to perfect in me, 让浪漫大海在世间，一再改变。
感谢主，我们的诗歌敬拜就到这里。
Praise the Lord, our singing will stop here.
我们下面请孙国铎弟兄继续为主释放他的话语。
And we commit the following time to our brother Sun to deliver his message.
弟兄姊妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
开头我们还是一同来读一些主的话语。
Let us begin by reading the word of God together.
请弟兄姊妹打开撒迦利亚书第一章。
Let us open the Bible to the book of Zechariah and chapter 1.
我们这次特会的主题就在第一章的十六节里面。
But the topic of our conference is in verse 16.
就我们再把第一章的十六、十七节读一下。
And we're going to read again verse 16 and 17 together.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上，这是万军之耶和华说的。你要再宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我的诚意必在丰盛发达，耶和华必在安慰锡安，拣选耶路撒冷。
Therefore thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts. And a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again proclaim, saying,Thus says the Lord of hosts, My city shall be again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion, and will again choose Jerusalem.
我们再请看出埃及记。
Exodus.
出埃及记第三十六章。
And we're going to look at chapter 36.
我们读二十节和二十一节。
And we're going to read verse 20 and 21.
他用皂荚木做帐幕的束板，每块长十轴，宽一轴半，每块有两榫相对。帐幕的一切板都是这样做的。帐幕的南边做板，二十 ，OK， 好，就读到二十一节。
Yes. So verse 20 to 22.For the tabernacle, and 21, for the tabernacle he made boards of acacia wood, standing upright. The length of each board was 10 cubits, and the width of each board 1.5 cubits.
第三十七章第一节。
Then chapter 37, verse 1.
比撒列用皂荚木做柜，长二肘半，宽一肘半，高一肘半。
Then Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits was its length, and a cubit and a half its width, and a cubit and a half its height.
第十节。
And verse 10.
他用皂荚木做一张桌子，长宽。长二轴，宽一轴，高一轴半。
He made a table acacia wood. 2 cubits was its length, a cubit its width, and a cubit and a half its height.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
他用金金做一个灯台，这灯台的座和杆与杯、球、花都是接连一块锤出来的。
He also made the lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work he made the lampstand. Its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs, and its flowers were of the same piece.
25节
Verse 25.
他用皂荚木做香坛是四方的，长一轴，宽一轴，高两轴，坛的四角与坛接连一块。
And verse 25, he made the incense altar of acacia wood. Its length was a cubit, and its width a cubit. It was square, and 2 cubits was its height. Its horns were of one piece with it.
第三十八章第一节。
And chapter 38, verse 1.
他用皂荚木做燔祭坛，是四方的，长五轴，宽五轴，高三轴。
He made the altar of burnt offerings of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits its width. It was square, and its height was 3 cubits.
第八节。
And verse 8.
他用铜做洗桌盆和盆座，是用会幕门前伺候的妇人之镜子做的。
He made a laver of bronze and its base of bronze.From the bronze mirrors of the serving women who were assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
我们在读历代至上。历代至上。
We're also going to read 1 Chronicle. 1 Chronicle.
历代至上第28章。
And chapter 28. 1 Chronicle, chapter 28.
我们要从十四节读到十八节。
We want to read from verse 14 to 18.
以及各样应用金器的分量和各样应用银器的分量，金灯台和金灯台的分量，这个银灯台和银灯的分量，轻重各都合宜。陈设饼桌子的分量，银桌子的分量。金金肉叉子盘子和爵的分量，各金碗与各银碗的分量，金金坛的分量，并用金子做基路伯，基路伯张开翅膀遮掩耶和华的约柜。
So verse 14 to 18. He gave gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of serviceAlso silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service. The weight for the lampstands of gold and the lamps of gold by weight and for each lampstand and its lamps, for the lampstands of silver by weight, for the lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread, for each table.And silver for the table of silver, also pure gold for the forks, the basins, the pitchers of pure gold, and the golden bowls, he gave gold by weight for every bowl, and for the silver bowls, and silver by weight for every bowl, and refined the gold by weight for the altar of incense, and for the construction of the chariot, that is the gold cherubim that spread their wings.And overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
我们最后看罗马书第十二章。
And lastly, we want to look at the epistle to Romans, chapter 12.
十二章第四节和第五节。
And verse 4 and verse 5.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So verse 4 and verse 5, Romans chapter 12. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same functions, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
我们从圣经里面可以很清楚地看见。
It's very clearly we can see from the Bible.
神心中最火热的一件事情。
The zealous thing in God's heart is,
就是神要建立一个家。
And God is there building his house.
神建立这个家。
When God is building his house,
他不仅要他成为他安息的所在。
Not only he wanted to be his resting place,
成他设立宝座的地方。
But also the place of his throne.
更重要的是他要与人同住。
And most importantly, he wants to dwell among men.
我们晓得这是全本圣经中间一个中心的思想。
And we know that this is the, one of the center points in the Bible.
神心中最大的热切的盼望。
For in God's heart, that is what is hope and desire.
所以在旧约时代中。
And so in the Old Testament,
神就用这个会幕做了一个预表说明这件事情。
And God used the building of the tabernacle to give an example.
我们知道人类堕落之后。
But we know that after man have fallen,
好像让神的旨意落空了。
It looks like man have failed God's will.
但是神没有放弃。
But God has not given up.
神这个思想一直在他的里面。
For God's thought are continuing.
所以在先祖的时代。
And when he come into New Testament period.
我们看见神已经恩待很多个别的人。
We can see that God individually blessed those individuals.
但是神的心不能满足。
But God's heart still not satisfied.
因为一个人不可能建立成为一个家。
For with one person, he cannot build out as a house, a family.
神用他无限的忍耐。
And through God's infinite patience,
忍耐了相当长的一段日子。
For God's been patient for such a long time.
只等到以色列的百姓从埃及被带出来。
Until the children of Israel led out from Egypt.
神现在可以得罪一个团体。
And now God have gained himself a corporate.
因为神的家必须借着一个团体来建立起来。
For God's house is built up through a corporate.
所以当以色列百姓来到西乃山下的时候，
So when the children of Israel come to the foot of Mount Sinai,
你看神的心是多么的迫切。
We can see that God's heart there was so anxious.
神立刻对摩西说：“你上山来。”
Because God straight away commanded Moses to go up to the mountain.
因为神在那里要把他心中所最重要的隐藏的一个件事情要启示给摩西。
For God wants to reveal to him the most important thing in his heart to Moses.
所以神就在山上用云彩遮蔽山头。
So we can see God used clouds to cover the mountain.
然后呢，把摩西封闭在他的同在里面。
So that Moses is a locked up in God's presence.
神好像对摩西说：“你现在啊，也不要睡觉了啊。”
And even told Moses, "I will now. There's no need to sleep.
你也不要吃了。
And there's no need to eat.
让我们四十昼夜好好的交通。
Now I want to have fellowship with you for 40 days and 40 nights.
你就知道神的心多么的迫切。
They can see how anxious God's heart is.
当然，神的恩典托住摩西。
And we know is Moses was sustained by God's grace.
所以四十昼夜不吃不喝不睡。
And so for 40 days and 40 nights, no eat, no drinking, and no sleep.
神就把会幕的样式启示给摩西。
And from there, God revealed to Moses the pattern of the tabernacle.
我们看见旧约这个会幕的建造啊，是非常的这个复杂的。
We can see that in the building of the tabernacle in the Old Testament is very complicated.
摩西要记住每一个细节。
And yet Moses need to remember every detail.
所以恐怕也需要四十昼夜。
And that really needs at least 40 days and 40 nights.
如果给我四十昼夜，我也记不住。
But even if you give me 40 days and 40 nights, I still cannot remember those details.
那幸好摩西比我们聪明。
But Moses obviously is much more smart.
当然，这是神给他的智慧了。
Of course, it's the wisdom God has given to him.
所以你就看见神的心是多么的迫切，在地上就建立这个家。
So we can see God's heart really wants to build his house on the earth.
Say,
build me a tabernacle so I can dwell among my people.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
圣经中说神爱世人。
The Bible tells us God so loved the world.
我们知道这句话远超过我们所能想象。
We know that these words are over and about what we can understand.
虽然亚当夏娃堕落了。
Even though Adam and Eve have fallen,
但是神不放弃。
But God never given up.
神一直盼望与人有交通。
For God is there still desiring to have the fellowship with men.
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sister.
所以有人告诉我们说,
someone tells us before.
在创世纪的时候,
and during the time of Genesis,
神只能在天上对人说话。
God was only able to speak to men from heaven.
到了出埃及记,
and when he come to Exodus,
神已经从天上来到山顶上,
and God's already departed heaven and come to the top of the mountain. But that time was still at the mountain.
但是在西乃山上, 神的心还是不能满足。
But even at the top of the mountain, God's heart is not satisfied.
因为他可以看见他的百姓。
Because from there he can see his people.
但是他的百姓不能靠近他。
But his people cannot draw near to him.
所有靠近的都要被烧死了。
Because all that draw near will be smitten to death.
弟兄姊妹，神就建造一个会幕。
And so God built a tabernacle.
你知道，会幕就来到了以色列百姓的中间。
And through the tabernacle, God can come into the midst of the children of Israel.
但是神只能住在至圣所的里面。
But at that time, God can only dwell in the most holy place.
有一个厚重的幔子把他跟以色列百姓隔开。
For there's a very thick veil separated him from the children of Israel.
我大概计算一下，大概从约柜到那个外院的那个门帘，大概有140几英尺。
And so I have done a bit of calculation that from the time from the ark and all the way to the door of the witness of the testimony is about 140 inches.
那么在旧约时代中啊，这已经是神和人所能靠近最近的距离。
And as if in the Old Testament, that is the closest distance God can allow men to approach him.
以色列百姓在会幕的外围。
For the children of Israel can only be outside.
他们都感觉这个至圣所非常的神秘。
And they all think that it's very mysterious it's a mystery for the tabernacle.
但是神在幔子的后面。
But when God is behind the thick veil,
看着他的百姓。
And from there, he's looking at his people.
好像父亲看着自己的孩子一样。
As if it's a father looking at his children.
就隔这么样一个距离。神没有办法完全进到他们的中间。
But yet, between him and the people are still this distance separating them because he cannot really be in the midst of them.
但是在旧约时代中，在这个预表的里面，你已经看见神是何等的爱他自己的百姓。
But just from that, in the Old Testament, we can see how much God have loved his people.
他何等愿意建立一个家，他能够与人同住。
For he's so willing to build a house so that he can dwell among his people.
所以我们知道这个蔓延了很长的年日。
And we know from that time he had gone through a very long
period. 后来建造了圣殿。
And later on he built a temple.
我们可以说圣殿就是会幕的一个扩大。
And we can see that the temple is actually an extension of the tabernacle.
人就是具备家的意义。
And because in man's eyes, it's more like a house.
然后神拣选耶路撒冷城。
And then God has chosen Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城所以重要。
And why is Jerusalem so important?
因为圣殿在其中。
Because the holy temple was in the middle.
神的居所在那里。
For God's dwelling place is there.
神的宝座在那里。
God's throne was there.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，我们从旧约圣经里面，从这个可以看见神的一个完整的心意。
So, brother and sister, from this in the Old Testament, we can see God's heart revealed.
神何等渴望能够在地上建立一个家。
God is so much desire, he wants to build a house on the earth.
神 在预表的这个年间，神的心是不能完全得到满足的。
But during that time, the Old Testament, God's heart can never be satisfied.
所以神就差遣他的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
So God sent His only begotten Son, the Word become flesh and come to us.
他要建立教会，成为神的居所。
And He's going to build His church to become the dwelling place for God.
他要让教会成为他设立宝座的地方。
And let the church be the place of His throne.
然后他可以与他的百姓在一起。
And then He can truly be among His people.
但是我们看见主耶稣到地上来说，何等的艰苦啊！
But when we see the Lord Jesus come to the earth, we can see there's so much difficulty.
你知道在旧约时代中啊，
we know that in the Old Testament,
多次的悖逆神，
and the God's people have rebelled against Him many times.
有很多时候真的是好像这个儿子把父亲赶出家去了。
As if we can see in a picture that is the children that have ousted their parents.
但是呢，神是父亲，他不离开他们。
But God as the Father have never departed.
等到主耶稣到地上来的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus come to the earth,
以色列人已经变成犹太教了。
Because that time the children of Israel become a Jewish tradition.
那么已经变成那个宗教组织去了。
They become a religious body.
完全不是神的家。
It's no longer like the house of God.
所以我们记得主耶稣十二岁时候进圣殿。
So when Jesus at his 12 years old went to the temple.
他一看见这个圣殿呐、啊。哎呦，他里面的爱就发动了。
And when he saw the temple, the zeal in him was expressed.
他就不肯离开了。
And he was not willing to depart.
所以当马，当这个约瑟跟玛利亚来找到他的时候
，So when Joseph and Mary come to find him,
他说什么
？What did the Lord Jesus say?
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
？Know ye not I should be about my father's business?
你看那个原文是什么意思？
What is the meaning of original text?
岂不知我应当住在我父的家中吗
？Don't you know that I should be dwelling in my father's house?
弟兄姊妹们，神仍旧没有忘记，神要让他的百姓成为他可居住的地方。
God have never forgotten that His will want His people to dwell with Him.
但是主耶稣到地上来的时候呢
？But when the Lord Jesus came to the earth,
有家吗？
Did he find a home?
全本圣经里面
，in the throughout the whole Bible，
叫我们读起来最心酸的一句话。
And one of the verses that which make us feel really sad is
在路加福音第九章。
And it's in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9。
主说什么
？And what did the Lord Jesus say？
狐狸有洞
，foxes have holes。
天空的飞鸟有窝
，the birds have nests。
人子却没有枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man have no place to rest his head.
你知道，每次我读这句话，都感觉何等的心酸呢
？So every time when I read to this verse, I just experience that sadness in the heart.
神的儿女悖逆神。
For the children of God rebelled God.
让我们主耶稣到地上来了，无家可归呀。
So when the Son of God came to the earth, there's no place for him.
但是神没有灰心。
But God didn't give up.
他也不放弃。
And God have never forsaken them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，But dear brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神。
We want to thank God.
他坚持他自己的这个意念。
For God upholds His will.
他一定要在地上建造他的家。
He's determined to build a house on the earth for Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
在新约的时代中。
In the New Testament period,
神建造教会的用意是什么呢
？Why is the meaning for God to build up the church?
教会是神的家。
For the church is the house of God.
我有时候心里很难过。
Sometimes I feel really sad in my heart.
因为虽然今天在全地有这么多基督徒的团体。
I can see that throughout the whole world, there are so many Christian bodies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，But dear brothers and sisters,
我们能让他找到一个家吗
？But do we really have let God found a resting place?
还是我们弄得他无家可归呢
？Or is still to God there is no home for him?
我们的主在地上找不到安息的所在。
But our Lord Jesus has never found a resting place for him.
所以教会的建造是多么重要的一件事。
That's why it is so important for the building of the church.
如果我们的教会建造能按照神的标准
And if the building of the church is according to God's standard,
神主与我们同在。
Then the Lord will be with us.
弟兄姊妹，什么难处都过去的。
Then any difficulty we can overcome.
我们属灵的生活定规是丰丰富富的。
And our spiritual life will be full with abundance of blessings.
我们聚会的生活定规是充满喜乐。
And the assembling together be full of God's joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们巴望我们做神的儿女。
How that in our heart desire to be the children of God.
我们能体会天父的心肠。
And we can understand the heart of God.
不要把教会当作宗教团体。
Do not let the church to become a religious body.
不要把教会看作一个平常的事物。
And don't look at the church as something ordinary.
他们西方人有一句话很好，讲得很好。
The people in the West have said something like this.
Don't take the church as a playground.
不要让教会成为一个玩耍的地方。
教会不是你我随便可以做的。
Because the church is not a place that we can muck around with.
我们必须坚持教会是神的家。
We need to see the church is God's house.
是神安息的地方。
It's a place for God's rest.
教会是神设立宝座的地方。
And it's the place where God sets up his throne.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
难怪在旧约时代中。
No wonder in the Old Testament.
当神要建造会幕的时候。
When God come to build the tabernacle.
神是那么的慎重。
And God was so serious.
神对摩西说。
And he spoke to Moses.
你要非常的谨慎。
You need to pay double attention.
每一样事物都要照着。山上的样式。
Make sure you are careful to follow the pattern that's revealed to you on the mountain. Because this is the house of God.
神愿意与人同住。
And God is willing to dwell among men.
但是这个家必须按照神的要求来做。
And this house must build according to God's standard.
不能按照你的意思，不能按照我的意思。
It cannot be built according to your way or my way.
要按照神的意思。
But it has to be built according to God's will.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
我们看见摩西是神忠心的仆人。
For Moses truly is a faithful servant of God.
所以他就完全按照神的心意建造了会幕。
For then he was built the tabernacle according to God's pattern.
那么在那个时代的里面，他满足了神的心意。
So during that period, the building of the tabernacle was satisfied the heart of God.
我们知道神的标准从来没有改变过。
For we know that God's standard never changed.
经过了几千年之后，
and now that a few thousand years has passed by,
当以色列百姓从被掳之地归回的时候，
and when the children of Israel have returned from the land of captivity,
弟兄姊妹，两三百万的以色列百姓，
there was more than 2 or 3 million children of Israel.
只有不到五万人他们愿意回来。
And it's only less than 50,000 that are willing to return.
这些人被称作是余数。
And so they were called the randoms.
你知道以赛亚怎么解释这个余数吗？
Do you know how Isaiah explained what is the meaning of randoms?
这个余数的意思就是遭击打所剩下的余数。
And it means what's left behind after the threshing.
他曾经做了一个比喻。
And he used this kind of example.
他就像以色列的农夫啊，去采这个橄榄的时候一样。
It's just like the farmers of Israel to went to pick the olives.
我们知道这个橄榄树上结了满了果子。
We can see that the olive tree is full of fruits.
那么底下的果子统统被这个摘掉了。
And all the low hanging fruit are all being picked off.
最后呢，在那个高高树上的枝子上还有几个小的。
But then there's a few olives that still remain at the top of the tree.
因为这橄榄树熟了，很容易掉下来的。
Because when the olives is ripe, it's easily fallen off.
我小的时候，我曾经去采过橄榄。
So when I was young, I actually went to pick up olives.
我不需要爬上去采的。
There's no need for me to climb up the tree.
我只要把那个树摇一摇啊。
All I do is went to the tree and I shake it.
不过你要赶快跑啊。
And after you shake it, quickly run away.
马上这个橄榄就像下雨一样的，哗啦的从掉地上。
Because all the ripe olives were just like raining, falling down.
但是有四五颗果子在上面掉不下来的。
But there were few fruits that still on the tree that will not fall off.
那个是不太好的果子。
And you thought that those fruits are maybe not ripe. Because they're not ripe enough.
但是农夫啊，看见这上面还有几个果子。
But then, as the farmer looked at it, said there's still fruits.
他这几个果子也不放弃。
And he's not going to let it be there.
所以他就拿了一个棍子。
And so you pick up a rod.
就打这个果子。
And when you use the rod to beat the tree branches.
他怎么打他就是不下来。
But no matter how he beat the branches, the fruit will not fall off.
弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
先知看到这个光景。
And that's what the prophet Isaiah saw in the big vision.
出现了一幅图画。
And that's the vision he saw.
就在神百姓中的余数。
And those are the remnant of God's people.
所以这不到五万人，他们体贴神的心意，回来建造神的家。
Fewer than 50,000, they know the heart of God. They're willing to return to rebuild the temple.
感谢主啊
！We thank the Lord.
这五万人
，and these 50,000
在神的百姓中间
，among God's people，
并不是那些最好的。
They may not be the best among them.
所以你知道那个领袖叫做所罗巴伯。
And you know that that leader was called Zerubbabel.
这个名字听起来都有点奇怪。
And even his name sounds a bit strange.
在美国很多这个美国弟兄们读这个 Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel, 好像这个读起来就觉得名字就不怎么样。
And there's many of them that read them even Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel, and not really paying much attention.
但是他是一个软弱的领袖。
Because he was a weak leader.
但是他有一颗心爱神。
But yet he has a heart that loves God.
答应神的呼召。
And he responds to God's calling.
愿意回到耶路撒冷重建神的家。
And he was willing to return to Jerusalem to build God's house.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等样的一个鼓舞啊！
And to them it is such an encouragement.
我们常常感觉自己非常软弱。
Don't you often feel that you are weak yourself?
我们觉得我们真是充满罪恶又不好。
We are full of sin and we are so corrupt.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But dear brothers and sisters,
神有呼召你。
If God call you,
如果我们愿意。
And you are willing,
我们能得神的喜悦。
Then we can please God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神在这个时候没有呼召那些什么大领袖，那些有恩赐的人，不，都是一些平凡的百姓。
For God did not call those great leaders, but God called the ordinary.
即使是领袖，都是很软弱的领袖。
And if they call leaders, those will be the weak leaders.
所以弟兄姊妹，这对我们是何等样的鼓舞啊！
And that to us is such an encouragement.
你不要常常说，哎呀，我这么软弱不行的了。
And you don't say to yourself, I'm so weak, I'm good for nothing.
我没有办法来做这样的事情的。
And how can I come to do service to God?
他们也知道自己做不了什么事情。
For they recognize they cannot do something out of themselves.
但是神这么一呼召啊。
But when God calls them,
他们里面一个火热的心愿意把自己摆上。
And the zeal in their heart will make them willing to offer up themselves.
今天神在他的百姓中也是这样。
And today, God is looking among his people for those like that.
我们真的能成为这些遭击打而剩下的余数吗？
Are we the remnant that is left behind after going through the beating?
我们不顾自己的软弱和无能。
We overlook our own weaknesses.
但是我们愿意答应神的呼召。
But yet we are willing to respond to God's calling.
起来重建神的家。
We will raise up to rebuild God's temple.
但是虽然我们软弱，我们光景不好。
Even though we are weak and our condition is bad.
但是我们仍要被提醒。
But let us be reminded.
必须按照神的标准建造神的家。
We must build God's house according to God's pattern and standard.
所以撒迦利亚对他们说。
So Zechariah speak to them.
是耶和华说的。
The Lord of hosts said.
准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
The measuring line is stretched over the house of Jerusalem.
所以无论任何的时候。
And no matter what time it is.
但愿主把这个意念放在我们的里面。
May God put this in our hearts.
我们在这里一同聚会，一同建造神的家。
We are here gathering together, building the house of God.
我们里面要想到，要按照神的标准。
Let us set our heart to follow God's standard.
没有你的标准，也没有我的标准。
You and me have no standard.
只有神的标准。
We only have God's standard.
所以神怎样启示摩西
？And the way that God revealed to Moses.
神今天也照样启示我们。
In the same way, God's revealing it to us today.
所以我们从西乃山上建造会幕，可以看见什么是神的标准。
And from looking at the pattern revealed at the Mount Sinai to build the tabernacle, we can learn something from that.
我们已经有两堂讲过 两个标准，两种标准。
The last two messages, we speak about two sets of standards.
一个是品质的标准。
The standard regarding the quality of characters.
另外一个是样式的标准。
And the second one is the standard of the pattern.
今天早晨，我们在这里要讲到规格的标准。
And this morning, we want to look at the standard according to specification or the norm.
我们知道神建造会幕的时候，一切事都有他定规的那个规格。
When God reviews the building of the tabernacle, He has set a set of specifications.
那么什么是这个规格呢
？So what do we mean about the specification?
它包括四件事情。
And it includes four points.
第一个就是有尺寸。
Well, the first point is that it has set measurements.
就是每一样的事物，你看在里面。他都把那个尺寸清清楚楚告诉我们。
For every article in the tabernacle, God has set a certain measurement.
那么第二件事情
，And the second point,
它相互之间是配合的。
And you can see that each article they are joined together.
每样没有一样东西是可以单独存在的。
For none of these articles to exist by itself.
然后呢，我们看见了这会幕里面的家具啊，每一个都有它固定的位置。
And then we see all the article of furnitures in the tabernacle have that set place where they should be placed.
然后到了大卫年间的时候啊
，And so when it comes to time of David,
他告诉我们在圣殿中的每一件事物都有它的分量。
And even David tells us that every article in the temple has its weight.
所以这个规格就包括了四件事情。
So we can see the specification covers four points.
一个是尺寸。
The first is the measurement.
一个是配合。
Secondly is how it can
一个是它的位置。
Work together. Second is its location.
第四个是它的分量。
And lastly is its weight.
所以呢，这些都在神的严格的定规底下。
And so these are very strict in God's patterns.
因为在旧约时代中
，Because in the Old Testament，
它只能用一个会幕来说明。
And God using the tabernacle to do explanation.
但是其中所有的原则在新约圣经里面都在基督的身体里面。
But all of those that are spoken in the Old Testament, when it comes to the New Testament, we can see it all contained in Christ.
所以旧约是个预表。
So the Old Testament is just a shadow.
到了新约才是实际。
But when it comes to the New Testament, it's the reality.
所以我们可以用预表中所有的这些原则来看今天在地上教会身体的侍奉。
So we look at the principle given for the shadow, we can also look at the same principle in the reality today.
所以现在呢，容许我们用点时间把这四个重要的事情做一点的解释。
So let us spend a bit of time to look at these four aspects.
我们刚才读的圣经里面给我们看见，每一样东西都有尺寸。
And we read from the Old Testament before that every article in the tabernacle has its set measurements.
因为时间的关系
，because of time，
我们不可能把会幕中的所有的这些尺寸通通读过。
We are not able to go through everything contained in the tabernacle.
我们读了几处圣经是告诉我们这些是有尺寸。
But what we have read show us that all those articles have its set measurements.
你就看见。那个祭坛是有尺寸的。
We see the altar has a set measurement.
那个桌子是有尺寸的。
The table has a set measurement.
那个竖板有尺寸的。
And even the standing board has a set measurement.
很多东西都有一定的尺寸的。
And everything all have a set measurement.
那么这个尺寸是什么意思呢
？And what is the meaning of these set measurements?
其实这个尺寸就是一种的限制。
For this measurement is a restriction.
神说一轴半就是一轴半。
When God says it's like this, then it's restricted.
说两轴就是两轴。
If it is two cubit, then it's two cubit.
所以摩西建造这些东西时候必须按照那个尺寸。
So when Moses is building all these articles, he must follow the set measurement.
长一点、短一点都不可以的。
You cannot increase its length or shorten its length.
那么也许弟兄姊妹问说，对于今天我们在侍奉上面来讲，这个怎么样应用呢？
And maybe you have a question, say, brother, but how do we apply that in our service today?
我们晓得 我们的主耶稣基督是标准。
For we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is our standard.
但是这个尺寸的应用在圣灵的手中。
But the, how to use this standard is governed by the Holy Spirit.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们必须紧紧地跟随圣灵。
For today, we need to be careful to follow the Holy Spirit.
实在来讲，圣灵才是真正教会的建造者。
For speak in reality, it's the Holy Spirit that is building the church.
我们人不能够建造神的家。
By us, the human, we cannot build the house.
但是我们可以顺从圣灵的带领。
But we can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在很多事情上，你应该做的多长多短，要根据圣灵。
And so in your service, how long it should be, it's according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我想我必须用实际的例子来说明弟兄姊妹，可能比较容易明白。
I feel that I need to give you a practical example to help you understand.
比方说我们去祷告的时候
，Let's say take the example we going to prayer.
尤其在祷告聚会里或者擘饼聚会里。
Maybe it's in the meeting of the breaking of bread or in the meeting of prayer meeting.
我们的祷告要多长才是？对呀，不多短才是对呀。
Do you have an answer that how long is the set time for prayer?
啊，弟兄姊妹，你们说祷告应该多长多短呢
？And brother and sister, can you tell me what is the reasonable time for prayer?
啊，多长才是对，多短才是对呀。For 24/7
I say, a brother is saying that it's 24/7
我想你个人祷告的时候，你尽量顺着圣灵的引血感动，你祷告可以的。
And when you are in personal prayer, maybe you can pray as long as the Holy Spirit leads you.
但是教会里面的祷告呢，是根据圣灵的感动。
But also when the corporate prayer together is also by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵感动你，你就祷告了。
When the Holy Spirit moves you, then you pray.
当高油停的时候，你就应该停了。
And when you feel you need to stop, then you stop.
哇，你知道祷告聚会很重要，但是也不容易。
And we know that in a prayer meeting is very difficult to govern.
哎呀，过去很多年轻人很怕参加祷告聚会。
And in the past, there are many young people afraid to attend prayer meetings.
哇，因为有些老弟兄老姊妹啊，一祷告就很长啊。
Because there will be those older brothers and sisters, when they start to pray, they never stop.
我就记得有一次一个祷告，就一个老姊妹祷告祷告，这边呢，那个年轻弟兄就看表。
And I can see that once in our prayer meeting, one older sister was praying, and yet the young people start looking at that watch.
哇，他说他今天祷告了七分钟了。
And he said, oh, 7 minutes is already.
七分钟他就受不了了。
And it's for 7 minutes, and they're still restless already.
弟兄姊妹们。
But dear brothers and sisters,
这个祷告长短是根据神的灵。
And how long to pray is really by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我记得最清楚有一次啊。
I remember one thing very clearly.
我在美国一个地方讲道。
I went to a place in America, I was giving a message.
我大概讲了一个钟头。
I gave the message for about an hour.
然后呢，我就停了。
And then that time after we stopped.
一个老弟兄他就开始祷告。
And then there was an older brother start to pray.
他就根据我今天所讲的道。
And then his prayer was covering everything that was shared in the message.
哇，他又祷告了一个钟头啊。
And then he prayed for a whole hour, repeating a whole message.
但是那个祷告蛮有高油。
But then we can feel the effect of that prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，But dear brothers and sisters,
这个尺寸
，But the measurement
是在圣灵的手中。
Is really in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
我们只能紧紧地跟随圣灵，我们才能做对的事情。
It's only when we follow hard with the Holy Spirit that we can do it right.
感谢主的怜悯。
But we thank God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你就顺着里面的感觉祷告就可以。
You need to pray according to the leading within you.
所以祷告是很重要的。
Because prayer is so important.
但是祷告是很有讲究的。
But also, the prayer it must be specific.
我再跟你们讲一件有趣事，可能有弟兄姊妹听过啊。
Maybe other brother sister, I heard what I want to share with you.
有一年我回台湾。
So one year I went back to Taiwan.
有一对年长的弟兄姊妹，他们是南京人。
There was an older brother sister from Nanjing.
你知道南京人呢，有一道菜很有名。
And because from Nanjing there's a very famous dish.
就他们最后做狮子头, 肉丸,
they like to cook barbecue meatball.
那么那个南京的狮子头特别大, 这么大,
and the way they make the meatball is so big.
And
they invited me to their house to eat.
哇,我很高兴啊, 我想今天中午有狮子头可以吃。
And I was so happy because I now I can truly taste this famous dish.
我到他家去,
and when we arrived at home,
果然做了两个大狮子头,
and they did make two large beef meatballs.
哇,热气腾腾的。
And look, it was so steamy hot.
上了桌之后,
and so they started the meal on the set on the table.
这老弟又说, 我们来谢饭。
And the older brother said, let us give thanks.
老大我们就低头谢饭。
And so we bow our heads in prayer.
结果呢, 他一祷告20分钟啊。
And that older brother prayed for 20 minutes.
哇,
to give thanks for 20 minutes.
谢饭20分钟啊。
And so he gave thanks for 20 minutes.
哎呀,我以为说,他说阿们了,我们可以吃了,对不对?
I thought that well, when he said amen, then we can start eating.
结果这个老姊妹又祷告了。
And then when he stopped, his wife started praying.
又是20分钟。
And then she also prayed for another 20 minutes.
哇,所以那天啊, 我们那个谢饭又祷告了40分钟。
So we just give thanks for the meal, take us 40 minutes.
最后吃那个肉丸都冷的,
and by that time, the meatball was cold.
我心里很感动,
but I was still moved in my heart.
他们的心向着主实在是火热,
because their heart is so zealous for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 今天你呢, 要能运用神的尺寸,
and today, how do we use or follow the set measurement of God?
就考验你, 跟随圣灵, 你到底学到什么程度?
It's according how much you have learned in following the governing of the Holy Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 在属灵的生活里面,
so dear brother and sister, in our spiritual life,
每样事物都有分寸,
everything has a set measurement.
你不能太少, 也不能太多,
you cannot exceed it less than it.
所以一个人呢, 如果能把这个分寸运用得合适,
but we learn how to use it properly,
这个生命就是成熟的生命,
then we know that life is mature.
我相信你们有这样的感觉, 诶, 有的人领会, 我们觉得很舒服啊。
And maybe you have the same experience. When someone is leading a meeting, everybody feels quite comfortable.
有人领会啊, 叫你血气翻腾。
But some of them that doing the leading of meeting and make you so excited.
哇, not excited. 叫你里面着急啊,
and when you feel so anxious,
你的底下为他着急啊,
and feel so anxious.
所以在教会里面呢, 能把聚会带得好, 是成熟的表现。
And if you can lead a meeting well, also it's a sign of maturity.
表示你在分寸上, 你跟随圣灵的引导是非常的准确。
It means that you are governed by the Holy Spirit's measurements. And
this
a few years at my meeting, an older brother.
哇,
and the way he shares his message is very good.
有的弟兄们,你原谅我这样说啊,
and forgive me for saying it this way.
有的弟兄们抓到麦克风就不肯放,
and some brother, when they start to get behind the mic,
啊, they won't leave.
They won't let go.
有时候我们的弟兄,你给他一个半钟头, 他40分钟他就下去了。
If you allocate him 1.5 hours, he will finish the message
人家说,
40 minutes.
还有这么多时间呢。
And then people say, well, there's so much time left.
他就说, 弟兄啊, 主的话停了。
And then he will respond, but the word of the Lord stopped him.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 在教会的侍奉上, 这是一个重要的学习。
So brother and sister, in our serving the Lord, we need to learn this lesson.
请我们记得,
let us remember,
那个标准是基督,
for the standard is Christ.
这个尺寸是握在圣灵的手中,
but the measurement is governed by the Holy Spirit.
而对我们来讲, 就是一个学习的一个功课,
and for us, it's a continued learning.
这实在是主的,需要主的恩典。
We really need the grace of the Lord.
然后我想为了时间的缘故, 我们继续往下讲第二个点, 配合。
And then the second aspect, which
在,
is use.
在教会, 在会幕里面, 每样事物都不能单独存在。
Because in the church, nothing is stand alone.
我们看见, 在会幕的建造上总是有相应的一种的配合。
We can see that every article inside the tabernacle has its usefulness with other article together.
它配合才能完整。
It's only when they're fit together, they become useful.
我们举一个例子来说。
Let us see the example.
啊，那个竖板，有48块竖板。
There's 48 upright standing boards.
啊，这个竖板的每一个板是多长？一轴半。
And every standing board is 1 cubit in width.
为什么要用一轴半呢？
And why is 1.5 cubit in width?
这告诉我们说呢，你两块板合在一起就是三轴，对吧？
So if you put 2 boards together, it's 3 cubits.
是个完整的数字。
Then it's a complete number.
这主告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us.
在教会中，没有任何一个人你自己是完整的。
So God's teaching us that in the church, no one by themselves is complete.
你必须要跟别人配合。
You need to learn to work with others.
所以这里面有很重要的思想。
So here there is a thought.
在哥林多前书十二章也告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it
tells us. 神把我们当作肢体摆在身体上。
For God has set us as members of the body of Christ.
每一个肢体都需要配合的。
And every member needs to work together with other members.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
作为基督徒你可以单独
If you just want to be a Christian, you can be alone.
但是作为肢体你是不能单独的
But if you are a member, then you cannot be alone.
我们不要忘记我们一面是基督徒我们一面也是肢体
For in one aspect, we are a Christian, but in another aspect, we are also a member.
你想今天早晨我来到这里 我头来了身体还在宿舍里可以吗
Can you see that this morning, can my body be here and my hair still left in the cabin?
不可能的事情
It's impossible.
我要来是全人都来了对不对
If I come, then whole body come.
没有一个肢体可以单独的
There's no member can be alone and separate.
那么谁可以把他的手留在房间里呢
Anybody can left behind their hand in the cabin?
当然你说也有了假手可以放在那里
Maybe you say the fake arms can left behind.
那真的手呢一定要跟着一起来的对不对呢
But it's the real arm, they must become alone.
所以弟兄姊妹不仅我们不能单独
So dear brothers and sisters, not only we cannot be alone.
我们还要注重非常的和谐
But we also need to be together.
哇我真的发现在教会中啊要和谐不容易啊
We can see that in the church, it's very hard to be harmonized.
因为每个人都有自己的个性
Because everyone's personality is different.
有自己的脾气，自己的爱好，对不对
？Because you have your personality with your own likes and dislikes.
但是我们在主面需要学习。
But when we come before the Lord, we have a learning.
要让基督成我们里面的和谐。
For let Christ be that which unites us.
那么，在教会的侍奉中，不要突出。
So in the service in the church, don't let you be stand out.
哎呀，很多侍奉主的人都喜欢。自己特别特殊突出，对吗
？And because you see, many that are serving, they all like to just be stand out by themselves.
最好不要突出。
But the best is not to be stand out by yourself.
你知道前一两个月啊
，about a few months ago，
我们到我们聚会里面呢
，in the place of my gathering，
有一个小姊妹跑来跟我讲
，there was a young sister came and run to me and say to this to me，
她说：“孙弟兄，你为什么这么低调啊
？”And I say。Why, Godwin, why are you so low key?
哎呦，感谢主，这是好话的。
But when I heard that, I said, oh, that's good.
这学了几十年才学到这么个功课。
Because it takes me many years to learn to be like that.
不要突出。
And don't be stand out.
我们算不得什么。
Because by ourselves, we are nothing.
要让基督被高举。
The one that's to lift it up.
最好人不要看见我们。
And the best is for people not to recognize you.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们是肢体。
Because brother and sister, we are members.
我们必须跟我们其他的肢体之间和谐。
We need to be united with other members to be harmony.
你看我身上的肢体多和谐。
And so you look at all the members in my body, they are harmony together.
我今天如果不和谐，我站不在这里，不能站在这里，对不对
If any part of my body is not cooperating, I cannot stand here.
你的身体也是很和谐的。
But also your body is also cooperating.
假如有一天你这个膀子不听你的话了
If one day the arm is not listening to you, then you have great problems.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个配合也是一个重要的原则。
So brother and sister, of working together is a very serious principle.
所以在教会的侍奉上
So in the service in the church,
我们需要公正需要平衡
We need to be strict, and strict, and also we need to cooperate.
因为你只有公正了，你才不会偏枯了，对不对？
If you are strict, then you will not deviate from the standard.
哎呀，我们有时候对这个人好一点，对那个人就差一点，这个就不平衡。
You cannot be kind to one brother and unkind to another brother.
要爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We need to learn to love all brothers and sisters.
那么，教会中有平衡，它才稳固。
And also in the church, there must be balance to be stable.
所以在哥罗西书里面也告诉我们。
So in the book of Colossians, it tells us,
这个筋跟这个节呢，它要相互的功用。这是哥罗西书二章十九节。
So in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse,
它这个 tendon 跟这个 joint, 就是
the joint, the tendon must be working together to be effective.
那么所以有人告诉我们有的人是联络的筋有人是供应的节教会中侍奉上是需要配合的。
There's some brother is like the tendons that which brings things together. Some of them are just like the joints that give strength.
这样身体就开始健壮。
And then the body can grow out healthily.
所以弟兄姊妹们教会就像会幕一样。
So, brother, sister, the church is like a tabernacle.
是借着众人一同建立起来的。
It's through everyone together that is built up.
每个弟兄姊妹都有责任的。
For every brother and sister has a responsibility.
教会不可能一个人来建立。
It's impossible for one person to build a church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
求主让我们能明白这个。
May the Lord have mercy and help us understand this.
现在我们看第三个点。
And now we look at the third point.
在会幕的里面每一样东西都有它一定的位置。
So inside the tabernacle, every article has its set place.
这个位置首先说明了它进功用的范围。
And also the set place also limits its usefulness.
你看有的东西放在外院，对不对？
Because some of them are placing outside.
有的放在圣所。
And some of them are putting in the holy place.
有的在至圣所的里面。
And others are put inside the most holy place.
它有不同地方的位置。
And at different location throughout the tabernacle.
你绝不能把它弄乱的。
You cannot mix them up.
所以以色列人在旷野行走的时候。
So when the children of Israel were walking in the wilderness.
这个会幕从这里搬到那里。
And even the tabernacle is moving from one place
to another. 到了另外一个地方的时候。
And when it comes to another place.
它必须要按照那个神定规的不能放错位置的。
But yet everything has to set in that right place according to God's will.
所以这个位置很重要。
So we can see the place is important.
因为它要站在不同的位置上进不同的功用。
For each article is set at a different location to be useful.
弟兄姊妹你知道我们每个人都有功用。
And brother and sister, do you know every one of us has its usefulness?
所以保罗在哥林多前书十二章告诉我们。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us.
手有手的功用，脚有脚的功用。
For the hand has its function, the feet has its function.
那么眼睛有眼睛的功用，嘴巴有嘴巴的功用，耳朵有耳朵功用，对吧？
The eyes has its own function, the ear, the mouth has their own function.
你看神把它摆在不同的位置上，尽不同的功用。
And God has placed them at different location for their own usefulness.
所以在教会里没有一个人是什么都可以的，没有的。
So in a church, it's impossible for someone to be able to do everything.
哇，你知道在教会里面有的弟兄们呢，他们侍奉主到一个地步，就感觉自己好像是十项全能的，什么都能。
And because you can see sometimes in a church meeting that some brother or sister want to be the one that can do everything.
他们觉得不需要别人，他一个人就可以了。
And they feel that they don't need anyone else, they can do everything by themselves.
这是一个错误。
And that's wrong.
我讲一点我们实际的经历啊。
And let me share with you something that is practical.
我在 Seattle 我有同工的。
And at Seattle we actually have some co-workers.
啊，当然了，我主给我有这个话语的这个恩赐，我就尽话语的恩赐。
And so at that, the Lord gave me a burden to share His word, so I share His word.
那我们的弟兄呢，他有这个传福音的恩赐。
But then another brother
He is a gift with sharing the gospel.
当然我也可以讲福音的道。
And so, yes, I can also share the gospel.
但是我这个功用就不及我的弟兄啊那个福音的功用来得强。
But then, my function in sharing the gospel is not as effective as the other brother that is gifted to share the gospel.
所以我尽我的功用。
And so, I need to be my own useful.
那么他呢就尽他的功用。
And he needs to be his function.
我承认他有一些的功用我做不到的。
Because I need to acknowledge that some of his functions which I cannot fulfill.
我举个例子给你听啊。
And I give you an example.
有一次我们到那个 market 里面去发单张传福音。
Once we went into a local market to give out gospel tracts.
我这个人呢个性上有难处因为我自觉感很重所以我很怕陌生人。
And because myself, I have some sort of common because I have too self-conscious, so I don't like to talk to strangers.
哦，结果走到个地方一看呢、啊，哇，我的弟兄在传福音。
But when I was standing there, I saw my brother there preaching the gospel.
你知道他跟谁传福音吗
？Do you know who he's preaching the gospel to?
跟一个和尚传福音。
He was there preaching to a monk.
哇，我想如果是我，我就走开了。我这个人不可能上天堂的了。对不对
And if it was me, I would actually avoid talking to that Buddhist monk.
所以你看见吗？有不同的功用的。
But we can see that he has own function.
我碰到和尚，我就走开了。
When I see a Buddhist monk, I walk away.
他就在那跟那个和尚两个人就谈起来了。
And yet he can stand there and preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹在教会里面，个人有个人不同的功用的。
So brother and sister, every member in the church has its own function.
我们要尊重别人的功用。
And we need to respect that function.
要成全别人的功用。
And we also need to help them to
them to function. 这样才能叫身体得到增长。
And then the body of Christ will be built up.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
你看祭坛跟洗濯盆必须摆在外院
，because of the altar of burnt offering and the blazing basin for washing have to be set outside of the temple.
因为只有在外院它发挥功用。
Because that usefulness or that function is for the external.
我们知道祭坛就是十字架。
And we know that the altar burnt offering is the cross.
它可以禁止仇敌和所有的肉体进到神的家里面。
For he is put placed there to stop the works of the enemy and any flesh from entering in.
所以它必须摆在。
So that's why it's set outside the tabernacle.
就像哥林多前书一样的。
And just like in the First Corinthians.
哥林多教会非常的混乱。
We can see the church at Corinth was full of confusion.
那么神保罗怎么样来应付这些问题呢
？And how does Paul deal with such a situation?
保罗写哥林多前书的时候，一开头就讲到基督的十字架，对不对
？And we can see that.Paul starts the letter to the Corinthians with the cross of Christ.
所以我们应该在每一个聚会的前面都能有十字架。
And so in every meeting, we can see that there is the cross.
请你们不要误解啊。
But please do not misunderstand me.
不是要用那个什么木头的十字架摆在会所的门口，不需要的。
I'm not saying that you should have a wooden cross set outside of the meeting place.
我说的是属灵的事情。
When I'm speaking, it's the spiritual side.
弟兄姊妹，只有十字架能够阻挡世界。
Because only the cross of Christ can stop the world.
能够不给肉体留地位。
And not to give place to the flesh.
然后呢，洗濯盆要洗得干干净净，再进到会幕里面。
And we can see the brazen water washing is there for cleansing.
我有时候想，感谢主，我们活在新约时代。
I quite often think that thank the Lord that we are in the newA testament period.
简单的多了，对不对
？And everything is much simpler.
但是呢，因为太简单了，大家就很随便。
But because sometimes because it's simple, people will become careless.
其实我每次来到神跟前聚会
，And every time we come before God to assemble,
我们都应该有个好的祷告。
We need to have a good prayer.
主啊，求你禁止我的肉体活动。
Say, Lord, please restrict my flesh from.
主啊，让你用宝血把我洗得洁净，再去聚会。
Lord, cleanse me with your precious blood and prepare my heart to attend the meeting.
我相信这样的 meeting， 这聚会就满了祝福。
I believe if we are all come with such a heart, then there's a blessing.
那么到了圣所里面
，and when we entering into the holy,
好像我们开始进入聚会里面的时候
When you come into the holy place, it's like a month meeting.
那么这里就陈设饼的桌子、金金灯台、香坛。
We can see that the table showbread, we can see the lampstand, we can see the altar for the incense.
这里面需要是生命的供应。
We can see there is for the supply of life.
生命的亮光。
We can see the light in life.
也是我们在里面对神完全的依赖。
And also there, we are totally dependent and trusting in God.
这个才是美好的聚会，对不对？
And that is such a beautiful gathering.
这是教会基本的生活。
And for that is the basics of the life.
然后我们可以进到至圣所的里面。
And then we enter into the most holy place.
有约柜在那里。
We can see the ark.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢主。
And brother, sister, we thank the Lord.
当主耶稣上十字架的时候
，When our Lord Jesus went to the cross,
圣经记载说，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The Bible recorded that the veil was ripped in half from top to bottom.
其实这是什么？我们天父把它撕裂的。
For it's our heavenly Father that have ripped it apart.
几千年，直到幔子把神的百姓跟神之间完全隔开。
For many thousands of years.This veil has separated God from His people.
神恨恶这个东西。
And God doesn't like this veil.
所以主耶稣借他的身体使殿里的幔子裂开。
And through the broken body of Jesus, the veil was torn apart.
从此以后
And from
所有神的儿女们都可以进入至圣所。
From that point onwards, all the children of God can enter into the most
holy place. 我们可以直接跟神有交通。
And we can have fellowship with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以进入基督所预备全备的救恩的里面
We can enter into the full salvation of Christ.
这是何等大的一个恩典
It's such abundance grace.
这个约柜整个是讲到恩典是在至圣所里面
For inside the most holy place, the ark speak of the place of mercy.
所以我们有时候形容啊，这个至圣所啊就是天父的内室
And sometimes we say the most holy place is the closet of the God.
就像我们在家里面父母所住的房间一样
It's like the parents' room in a house.
你知道在一个家庭的里面
You know, in a family.
这个家庭这个父母的卧室
And the parents' room.
除了父母在里面之外
Only the parents would go inside.
谁是可以最自由进出的吗
Who else can easily go in?
你们家里面呢你那个夫妻的房间谁最容易自由进出啊
So in your house, for your parents, the parents' room, the father, mother's room, who can freely go in and out?
谁可以啊
Who can do that?
啊你的儿女对不对
It's your children.
像我到人家家做客
If I go to be a guest at somebody's house,
我只能到客厅啊。
I can only be at the family room.
我不能跑到人家夫妻的房间里去。
I cannot freely enter into that parents' room.
那是非常不礼貌的事情。
Because that's disrespectful.
但是儿女可以，对不对
？But as children, you can.
我记得我两个孩子小的时候啊。
I remember when my two children were young.
有时候我在自己的房间里面。
I was alone in my room.
哇，这孩子们进来了，门一推就进来了。
And then they just come and ran and pushed all that came in.
你想我会不会生气啊
？Do you think that I'll be so angry with them?
我一点都不会生气。
I'm not angry with them.
哇，我马上把他抱起来就亲啊，对不对
？Just pick them up and kiss them.
因为这是我的儿子嘛。
Because that's my son.
啊，所以做儿女的人可以自由进出。
So as the children, we can freely enter in and out.
啊，那么。现在天父的内室
And now we can see a God's closet.
神欢迎我们进去
And God is welcoming us to come in.
其实我们基督徒属灵的生活应该从至圣所开始
As the spiritual life of Christian, we should always start from the most holy place.
我们每一次的聚会
And every time when we gather together,
都应该是在至圣所的里面
We should be all inside the most holy place.
我们跟神之间可以有直接的一个交通。
And us and God have that direct fellowship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们蒙到何等大的恩典。
We have experienced such great grace.
但是请我们记得
But let us remember,
神要有家建立才可以的。
But God needs to have his house, then all this is possible.
如果神在地上得不到家，
if there's no house for God on the earth,
你我也没这个福分。
Then you and me do not have this blessing.
让我们起来，按照神的标准，一同建造神的家。
So let's raise up together to build God's house following his standard.
第四个点。
And then the fourth aspect.
就是每一样的东西都有分量。
And every article in the tabernacle has its own weight.
就是有重量。
That is a weight associated with it.
每样东西它都大卫告诉我们都称好的 有一个重量的。
For everything is being weighted and given a certain weight.
轻重合宜。
And everything is not too heavy, not too light.
在属灵生活中就告诉我们呢。
And also in our spiritual life, it speaks to us.
你是一个什么样就是什么样吧。
And you are what you are.
如果你没有那么属灵，不要装得那么属灵。
If you are not so spiritual, don't pretend to be.
我常常有看见年轻弟兄姊妹啊，讲属灵的大话。
And sometimes sitting there, and I heard a lot of young brothers and sisters speaking some very spiritual words.
不合适的。
And sometimes it's not appropriate.
你今天就是个年轻人，就讲你年轻人的话就好了。
If you've been young, they can speak like being young.
你讲个什么属灵大道理呢？
And why do you need to share such a deep spiritual things?
我们有一个弟兄最有趣了啊，
and,
他其实很爱主。
And in my gathering place as a brother is quite lovely.
哦，他每一次拿起电话讲话的时候啊
，And every time when he pick up the phone to talk,
那个口气都像保罗。
And the way he answered the phone is like for the letter.
都是亲爱的弟兄啊，愿基督的平安恩惠与你同在。是
oh, dear brother,
一大套，这每天。
May the grace of God be upon you.
所以每次我拿起他的电话，我要等一等，等他讲完了。
So every time when I call him, I know I need to give him a few minutes just to finish his greeting.
但是叫你们里面感觉不舒服啊。
But when even though he repeats all this,
不合适啊。
All his writing, it feels inappropriate.
你没有这个重量。
Because you don't have the same weight.
你不要讲保罗的话。
So don't copy Paul's words.
你讲你自己的话多好呢。
You just speak as you are.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
那么呢，有很多的时候啊。
And so often.
我们呢，只能按照我们信心的度量，在主面前来侍奉神。
We can only serve God according to the degree of our faith.
最好我们基督徒到了什么地步就什么地步。
So let us be in the same condition where we are to serve the Lord.
没有骄傲。
So there's no pride.
也没有过分的谦卑。
And there's no exaggerated humility.
有的人过分谦卑也是难过。
And sometimes you see someone that is over humility,This is also difficult.
别人常常跟我讲，哎呀，我不行了，我不行了，我听这个话就不对。
And so every time you talk to them, every second word, oh, I'm no good, I'm no good.
那这个假
It doesn't feel right.
这是假谦卑啊。
It feels like he's pretending to be humble.
他其实觉得自己很能的。
And maybe inside he feels that he's able.
最好做基督徒能够非常的中庸啊，你不高也不低，就是这样。
And maybe as a Christian,We don't want to be over ourselves or under ourselves, just be what we are.
但是我们知道这个分量是可以追求的。
But let us understand that the way we can pursue for its increase.
在主里面你的经历越来越多了。
As you experience with the Lord more,
你自然这个分量就开始增加了。
Your maturity in your way increases.
我曾经听见一个弟兄这样告诉我。
I once heard a brother say this to us.
他年轻时候听一个年长的弟兄讲道。
When he was young, he was listening to an older brother giving a message.
他就说这个道我也能讲。
And when he heard that, he's like, I can give the same message.
他后来发现呢，他讲跟那个老弟兄讲完全不一样。
But then later on he discovered the way he gave the message is so different to the older brother.
所以我就跟他讲。你可以讲这个道，但是你的分量不够。
And so when he asked me, I said, well, you can give the same message, but you don't have the right weight.
这个分量是因为你跟随主多年的经验经历所累积出来的。
Because that is after many years of following and experience with the Lord.
你看有的人在教会里面轻轻讲一句话就非常有影响力。
And you can see some in the church, They can speak something simple, but it's very effective.
因为是有分量的。
Because they carry a weight.
你讲了一大堆的知识的东西，别人也不觉得怎么样。
But then you may say so many things and so many things, but people heard that, yet has no effect.
所以你知道在会幕里面。
So we know that inside the tabernacle.
每一样东西都是实实在在的。
So everything is very practical.
啊，在会幕里面没有镀金的东西啊。
Because inside the tabernacle, there's nothing that is golden plated.
有很多教会里面弄的镀金的东西，看起来像金的，其实没有分量。
And but if you see some of them that they just outwardly trying to golden plate, but it lacked the weight of gold.
因为我们的神是真实的，他要每一样东西都是实实在在的。
Because God wants everything to be practical and real.
所以我们跟随主不用夸张。
So when we follow the law, there's no need to exaggerate.
是什么就是什么。
You are what you are.
但是要好好的追求。
But we need to pursue to maturity.
让这个分量越来越增加。
And slowly our weight will increase.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们可以很清楚地看见。
It's very clearly that we can see.
神在建造会幕的事上。
And when God is building his tabernacle.
有他一定的标准。
He has set standards.
啊，我们看有品质的标准。
We can see there's a standard for character.
有样式的标准。
There's a standard for pattern.
现在也有规格上的标准。
And now there's a standard for specification.
那么在旧约会幕里面的规格。
And the specification in the Old Testament.
完全可以运用在身体的原则里面。
We can use it also today in the body of Christ.
啊，我们需要有信心的度量。
We need to have the weight of faith.
我们需要有配合的生活。
We need to have that working together, life working together.
对，我们需要站在不同的位置上尽不同的功用。
And we need to find our right place of service.
我们要追求属灵生命的成长。
And we need to pursue the maturity of our spiritual life.
让它越过越有分量。
And so as we go on with the law, we also increase in maturity.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look to God for mercy.
在主还没有回来的之前。
Before the return of the Lord.
主给我们机会。
And the Lord still given us opportunity.
一方面预备我们自己。
In one aspect to prepare ourselves.
另外我们在各地的聚会里面一同建造神的家。
And also in another aspect, at different location, together we are building the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，没有什么比这个更重要。
Brothers and sisters, there's nothing more important than this.
愿主的话成为明亮的光，引导我们前面的路。
May the word of the law become the light that leads us forward.
我们请低头再有点祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, gratefully from our heart, we thank you.
今天你还没有回来。
Today you have not yet returned.
你不是单言。
Lord, you are not delaying.
你在宽容我们。
But you were long suffering with us.
今天你还给我们机会。
Because you have given us opportunities.
让我们在地上按照你的标准，我们有追求。
That while we are on earth, we may pursue according to your standard.
预备好我们的自己。
We can prepare ourselves.
你也给我们标准。
You also reveal your standard to us.
在聚会中一同建立你的家。
And together, as we come together to build our house.
主啊，给我们一个强烈的心愿。
Lord, we pray that you give us a strong desire.
若是今天你在地上找不着安息的所在。
If today you cannot seek a resting place for yourself.
愿我们的聚会是你安息的所在。
May the place of a gathering, assembling, is the place of your rest.
让弟兄姊妹同心起来建造神的家。
May all brothers and sisters can rise up together in unity to build the house of God.
主，你深知我们的软弱。
For Lord, you know our weaknesses.
你也知道我们过去的年日犯了很多的错误。
And you know in the days past, we have made many mistakes.
但是感谢你，人就给我们机会。
But we thank you that you've still given us opportunity.
让我们弟兄姊妹学习彼此相爱。
That as brother and sister, we learn to love one another.
我们珍惜神的家。
And we treasure God's house.
主啊，加力量给我们。
Please grant us strength, Lord.
愿你的话能够应验在我们的中间。
May your word be fulfilled among us.
我们知道你能做，你也愿意做。
Because Lord, you will do things according to your will.
我们把感谢归给你。
We want to give you all our thanks.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.